This is CliffCentral.com.
It's the Gilmore T-Vibe live here on Cliff Central. Very, very excited to be back on your airwaves after such a long break. You know, from last Saturday to Sunday to Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday, and today is Friday and we are back on Cliff Central. So remember, you have to tune in almost every Friday, or you have to tune in every Friday at 1 p.m. Central African time to listen to 100% Zimbabwean content. And you can download the Cliff Central application on iOS and also on Android. But if you can't do that, you can live stream on www.cliffcentral.com and listen to the Gilmore T-Vibe and many other exciting shows that play on Cliff Central. And why I'm extremely excited is that today is one of the biggest days for Zim Hip Hop. So one of Zimbabwe's big hip-hop acts, Takura, is dropping his debut album that we've been waiting for almost over 2 years. So he's dropping it tonight at 1+1, which is in Harare. So if you happen to love music, to love good music, you have money to spare, you are excited about young people that are making moves, you would love to go and watch Takura perform at 1+1 tonight in Harare. He's an incredible artist, and I have, you know, been listening to his music for quite some time, and I'm a big fan of his music. So obviously, just to give you guys some insight on what to expect on the album launch, we had a chat with him here on the Gilmore T Vibe earlier during the week. So we're gonna play what we spoke to him about, just asking about the album and what you guys should expect. So you need to tune in, make sure you invite everybody else who loves Takura, who loves good music, to listen to the Gilmore T Vibe today, because later on in the show we're gonna have a few words from him, from the man himself, Takura. And I'm hoping that Miss Mboma Hawks is going to join us and give us an update on what happened at the South African edition of the Zim Achievers Awards that we held this past weekend in Johannesburg. And just, you know, to give us a lowdown on who won what, who was wearing what, who didn't win what was the most exciting things about these awards, what was different about these awards from all the other awards that constantly happen across Zimbabwe, across South Africa, across Ghana, Nigeria, and across the globe as a whole. And yeah, so she will be joining in later on, hopefully. But if she doesn't join in, we'll still read out a few things of who won what and who did what and who didn't do what here on the Gilmore T Vibe. And excited about new talent. So we've got a new gentleman who's song we're going to debut also on the show. So it's a debut single called White Tea, and this young man is called King Bill. He's a trap hip-hop artist, whatever that you want to call him, but he's quite very exciting. And I'm very excited actually that we're gonna play his song White Tea later on in the show. And yeah, man, it's been a lot of things happening, and people have been graduating across the globe, across the African continent. Everybody has been graduating, so bravo to everybody who graduated, and congratulations. Please keep pushing the envelope even further. And to those that mourning the passing away of Umama Winnie Mandela, you know, they say she did not die, but she multiplied, and indeed she multiplied. So this is the GT Vibe, hashtag GT Vibe, and let's talk Zim, yeah, shall we? So right, joining me in studio is Grant Moyo. On Twitter, you can find him at Totem Grant. Say welcome on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so this is very exciting news in Zimbabwe. I mean, since Monday, or since Zimbabwe rather, failed to make it to the World Cup in cricket, a lot of things have been happening. And this week, Heathcheek and his technical team were sacked by the Zimbabwe Cricket Board, and they were reinstated again, and then they were fired again, and they're creating this so much drama happening, and people don't know what's happening. What's up with this circus happening in Zim Cricket?
Basically, what's happening is that the admin, the Zimbabwe Cricket admin, no longer want the technical team.
Okay.
Due to the poor results, since we failed to qualify for the World Cup for the first time.
Yeah.
Since 1985.
Since 1985.
Exactly.
Wow. So this is like since 5 years into independence in Zimbabwe, that's when we qualified. And then since that time, we have never qualified. So how many years is it from that time?
Since the time we've been qualifying, and this is the first time that we're not gonna participate in a World Cup.
Wow, so this is the first time we're not participating at all.
Exactly.
And it just happened that we lost the president last year. So does it mean that he left with all the energy that Zim Cricket had or something, or maybe the good luck or the charm?
Now, the funny thing is that everyone was blaming the president.
Uh-huh.
Everyone was saying the reason why Zim Cricket is in a sorry state like right now is because of the president.
Uh-huh.
Seeing that the president was the patron.
Yeah.
Now, everybody was thinking that maybe since everything has changed, Zim Cricket will also change. We'll see positive results, and everyone was thinking that it was automatic that we're going to qualify. We're just playing this tournament for the sake of participating, but we were already qualified.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now that we failed to qualify, it's hectic.
But it seems like there's also a lot of politics around this hosting of the Cricket World Qualifiers. But let's just go back to the World Cricket Qualifiers that were held in both in Bulawayo and in Harare. What went wrong with Zimbabwe, seeing that they were playing so well in Bulawayo, but then the moment they went to Harare, everything just fell apart? What went wrong?
I think, basically, it's pressure. The fact that you're hosting, the expectations are high.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they couldn't contain the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that there is politics within the top brass of cricket.
Okay. But then, I mean, before we used to complain, I think with Zim Sports, there's always a complaint of there's not enough sponsorship, there's not enough support. But when you look at Zim Cricket, there's enough sponsorship that goes to Zim Cricket. The sponsors, I mean, the supporters themselves were there. When the Zimbabwe was playing in Harare, there were so many supporters. I've never seen so many people just coming together to support sport, maybe besides soccer. But for cricket, there was so much support. So, I mean, was the pressure from themselves, or it was the pressure from the things happening around in terms of the board, or there was lack of supporters? If we want to say there was lack of supporters, then that's false because the supporters were there. And if we want to say there's lack of sponsorship, that's false because sponsorship is there. So where is really the problem there? For us,
you see, basically what I can say is that I think the problem is that we're not developing new talent.
There's
a need to, like, you know, to dig deep, you know, like grassroots level.
Mm-hmm.
Have a competitive league.
Mm.
We don't have a competitive league.
Mm.
And there's a huge gap between schools and club.
All right.
School level and club level.
Mm.
Unlike in other countries like South Africa, like Sri Lanka, they've tried by all means to, like, you know, to narrow the gap.
Yeah.
There's a need for us to, like, bridge the gap between school and club.
Okay. So we don't have that.
So that we can be competitive. At the moment, we don't have.
But then with his chief, for example, his chief has just been fired, but he's been trying to do a lot of work, and he opened his academy for cricket, and Taibu, I think, also has got an academy. So were they not trying, are these the people that we're trying to seek out of our cricket that are actually trying to cultivate that?
The question is, are they working hand in glove with Zim Cricket? So there's a need to, like, to link, you know, let's link the school, let's link the clubs with the cricket board.
All right.
Because we can have lots of players, but if they are not linked, and if we don't have enough facilities, then there's a problem.
So, but then what's the responsibility then of Zim Cricket Board if they are also not reaching out to creating this? This linkage between the high schoolers, the clubs, the main team, what is their responsibility? Because sponsorship is there, they have the support, but then what are they doing with all that? And what's their responsibility per se?
okay, Zim Cricket need to, like, you know, to partner with local government mm-hmm. and cricket clubs,
mm-hmm.
do development programs around the country mm-hmm. at grassroots, specifically mm-hmm. schools and clubs.
All right.
You know, because we can't ignore schools and clubs.
No, we can't, you because see? That's where it starts.
Exactly.
So that's not happening at the moment.
It's happening, but it's not quite, you know, we're not getting the results.
No, but that's sad, because when you look at Zimbabwe, I think one of the biggest sports that we are known for in Zimbabwe is cricket. We're getting known for swimming because of Kirsty Coventry, even for tennis because of the, is it the Black family?
Byron and Wayne.
Exactly. So we're being known for that. So with cricket, why is there not enough focus being put on it? Because it's one of the sports that everybody knows Zimbabwe about. You go to India and you say you're from Zimbabwe, like, oh, you play cricket. When you go to England, they say Zimbabwe, yeah, you know, you play cricket, besides obviously the political side of things. So who is at fault here? Like, who is to blame when these things are not being done? Is it also the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, if it's still called the Minister of Sports, of Arts and Culture, because it changes all the time, or it's now just the Board of Cricket?
You know what? It's difficult to, like, you know, point fingers.
Mm-hmm.
What we need right now, it's a way forward, something that will help us, you know, to be competent, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
For instance, look at Bangladesh. Look at the Hong Kongs, you know?
Yes.
There's progress, but with Zim Cricket for the past 10 years,
mm-hmm.
we're not seeing, you know, that progress.
Mm.
We're not seeing, you know, that growth.
Mm.
So I think Zim Cricket, they need to sit down. The board need to sit down. We need someone who has the passion. We need a visionary, mm-hmm. you know? If a visionary is not there, then we're not going anywhere.
All right. But then, talking about passion, for me, I look at Heath Streak, who just got fired, as one of the most passionate Zimbabweans that I know, and also most passionate cricket players, former cricket players and cricket people. But then, if we're going to be eliminating such people and taking them out of their own responsibility, then what is it that we're doing then to the game?
We're killing it.
Yeah, we're killing the game, right?
It's important, you know. I know, yes, of course. I, for one, I understand maybe where the Zimbabwean cricket board is coming from, but I also don't understand why they want to, like, you know, why they are quick to, like, fire the technical team
mm-hmm.
at such a crucial stage. Mm-hmm. No, it's important. We have a 2020 World Cup,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A T20 World Cup T20. In 2020.
Tri-series, uh-huh.
You see? We need to like correct our mistakes,
yes,
and continue, yes, with this coaching mm-hmm. stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way forward, because we can't keep on changing coaches.
Yeah,
we have the players. I believe we have the players. We have the experience,
mm-hmm.
but we need good leadership.
Yeah, because we need to build like a team. The only way you can build a team is when you have these people working together for a long time. Because I have a question on with the T20 Tri-Cities that's coming up. It's in this July, right? With all these, you know, does it mean that every time we fail, every time we stumble, we should destroy everything and start from scratch? Is that what it means now? Because this is what's happening.
I think we need to change our approach.
Mm-hmm.
We need to, like, rethink our strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Me, basically, I for one, I would say, I think the board has to be dissolved.
Yeah.
We need new leadership.
Mm.
You see?
But in Zimbabwe, is this something that's just going to happen overnight? Because I there was an article that came in the Chronicle, and the minister actually was in support of the Minister of Sports was in support of you know, the situation at the Zim Cricket being resolved, but then he was not in support of the board being dissolved. He was actually just he didn't even touch on it. He just said, yes, we know why people are crying foul of this situation, but he didn't put that across to say they need to deal with the board. So then if our leadership also is not looking into it, then how do we even move forward from there?
For instance, look at ZIFA, Zimbabwe Football.
Yeah.
when they dissolved, like the Cuthbert Dube-led faction,
mm-hmm.
and Chiangwa was put in office.
Mm.
Let's compare. Look at the progress.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Women's football is growing.
Mm-hmm.
Men's football, it's competitive, mm-hmm. you know. So I think change is good.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem with us in Zimbabwe, you know, we tend to fear, we tend to be hesitant.
But we want to hold on to power.
We need to focus. We need to look in the future,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
it's time to change. It's time to walk on a new path.
Mm-hmm. So we're gonna take a short break rather, and we're gonna read some tweets soon after that. So please don't go anywhere, because we'll be more with this issue on Zim Cricket, and also a little bit on the hashtag Bring Back Heatstreak, and also the speech that Heatstreak put up on social media platforms. Please don't go anywhere.
Kana mfuna ukulibonga lonke isupport elinike yona ngesikhathi lesi. Okwesibili mfuna ukuxolisa i-team yethu ukuthi ayingenanga kusikomitsho e-World Cup eka-2019. Sikhutheke mbijana kodwa abantu bami embakhotshayo bathembile bonke lezisebenzi zami. Njalo mfuna ukulibonga lonke elabuya lizosibukela lokusisapota ngoba latshengisa ukuthi iZimbabwe iyakhula. Okwesithathu, uChairman weZimbabwe Cricket uthi mina zonala labantu abamnyama. Abantu abangaziyo bayakwazi ukuthi lokho kungamanga. Wonke even lama players bayakwazi ukuthi mina ngumuntu onjani. Ngiphila labantu bonke, mina nilandaba ukuthi umuntu isikhumba sinjani. Igazi lonke libomvu phansi. Mina ngikhangela ukuthi umuntu ofisa ukuthi ilizwe lethu liye phambili, nguye engimfunayo. Nguye engizambambana izandla layo. Yena umkhuhlane engani kabalethi laba bantu bona bezikhulumele bona abatho njalo. Yena nguye obakhulumelayo. Asibone ukuthi kusokusiya phambili abantu baza kuthi. So lami ngiyalibonga ukuthi liyanika ithuba lokuthi lami litshele ukuthi kuhamba njani. Ekugcineni ngicela sonke sibambane izandla sikhangele ukuthi cricket iza kuya phambili. Ilizwe lethu mina ngiyalithanda, mina ngifuna ukuphila kilo. Mina ukuthi ngiyekhotsha emazweni siso sifiso sami. Yebo, ngiyabe ngihola imali kodwa mina ngifuna ukuba ekhaya. Ekhaya kuseZimbabwe, and lani lina elisincedayo ukuthi sikhulise umdlalo wethu. Mina ngifuna ukuba lani. Ngiyalibonga kakhulu lonke.
And that was Heatstreak simply saying that thank you all to all Zimbabweans that were supporting the Cricket World Cup qualifiers, and that supported the team. And he's saying that all these allegations that he's a racist are not true. Let's touch a little bit about now trying to find some low blow on justifying why Heatstreak and his technical team were fired. The racism thing. Is he actually a racist? Do you think Heatstreak is a racist himself?
You know what? That's not an issue. The problem with Zimbabwe, 1+1=2.
Uh-huh.
You can't keep saying, okay, one, I took one from there, and then yeah, I put this and that.
Uh-huh.
1+1=2. What I'm trying to say is, we need a way forward. Mm. We lost.
Yeah.
We're not going to participate next year.
Mm-hmm.
What's the way forward?
Mm.
These guys, the board decided what? To fire.
Over the WhatsApp, technical team. By the way.
Exactly. See?
Very
meaning that there's something wrong. There's something fishy.
Mm.
Seeing that there's something fishy, the fans, the supporters, mm. the cricket lovers,
mm-hmm.
feel that no, the way they did it, it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the hashtag, bring back your streak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying is that the board has to sit down and ask themselves why his streak is refusing to go,
uh-huh.
and why the fans are fighting for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Because it's the fans that are fighting for him, for him to actually put out this statement in isiNdebele, which is incredible. isiNdebele, I think many of you can't even speak this much isiNdebele, is the fact that fans have been fighting for him and they've been sending out messages, and his wife has been responding on Twitter and on social media. Even Peter Ndlovu has jumped on board saying that he needs to come back. Former Minister of Education David Coulthard came on board. The Honorable Themba Mlisa also came on board. And then it's only after that that then Heathcheck put out a statement, meaning people are behind Heathcheck, but then the board is not respecting that the people are behind Heathcheck. So where do we draw the line then?
You know what? We need to like question the admin. Why did you fire? Or should you say, why are you firing? Or why did you fire Heathcheck and his technical team?
Yeah.
Is it because he's a racist? Is it because of... Or is it because Zimbabwe failed to qualify? You know? Because now we have two issues here.
It's two issues, and it's confusing. It's becoming
it's confusing. A circus. That's why I'm telling you that there's something fishy. There's something wrong with that board. I don't want to be personal or what, but I'm sure most people agree with me that, no, there's something wrong.
Yeah, true.
First thing, okay, we are... First things we are... They fired Heathcheck because Zim failed to qualify.
And then the next thing is racist.
Is racist, and I'm sure I think it. This came soon after the bring back Heathcheck hashtag.
Yes, yes. Oh, we participated in that. I participated in too.
So what we're saying is that already the leadership is showing confusion, and we wouldn't want to be led by people
who are confused.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So okay, what I'm saying is the way forward, bring back Heathcheck, and then let's build cricket Zimbabwe.
Yeah, true. Yeah, we need to build cricket
grassroots level.
Yeah, we need to.
The admin need to go, you know, go in schools, search for new talent, link the schools with the club. Link the club with the national team, and we'll get positive results.
Yeah, because when you're saying that with the South African cricket team, there's this 23-year-old young man, or is it 23 or 21?
There's a 20-year-old.
Yeah,
exactly. There's a 22-year-old. There's Rabada. Agiso Rabada.
And they're doing very well. These are young because they've been cultivated, you know, when they were pretty much young. And my biggest fear for Zim Cricket is that all our players are getting much older and older and older, and we actually don't have the younger ones that are being, you know, trained and also being put in the same team as the older ones that they look up to, and also being motivated to become better people. So I'm going to read a few tweets about the hashtag bring back Heathcheck. So there's at the black boy. He says, indeed, the board must fall. They don't take responsibility for management failures. The decision to fire Heathcheck after the positives the team was showing is anti-progress. It is not in the interest of the national game. Otherwise, the board will be the only patrons watching the matches. And another one at Kinsley_98, he says, is the Heathcheck coming back, or is the Zimbabwe cricket board resigning? Hashtag bring back Heathcheck. Hashtag ZC board must fall. Hashtag save Zim cricket. We also have at Russ Munroy, who said, we need the whole ZC board gone in jail. You cannot play ping pong with a person's life. Hashtag bring back Heathcheck. A lot of people are actually sending positive messages to using the hashtag, and others are saying, I also expect the announcement of the board's resignation and the immediate reinstatement of Heathcheck and everybody else. But then they are not being responsive to all these comments that are coming on social media platforms, despite even the support of people like Peter Ndlovu, David Coulthard, Themba Mlisa, and so many prominent people vouching behind the hashtag bring back Heathcheck. So what then could we do as the fans of cricket if nothing is being done to make sure that our game is kept alive?
You know, it's a hard question. You know, we now need maybe the SRC or the Minister of Sport to do something for us, to represent us. You see? because we need to follow. We can't go there and just barge in, you know, mm-hmm. and tell them to go.
Yeah. No, we can't.
Because end result to also paint a bad picture, you see. Mm,
mm, mm.
So we just need to follow protocol.
All right. But then with if the protocol is not the, I mean, for example, in the parliament they already addressed this issue, but then nothing is happening. So people are now getting agitated. July, we've got the T20 going on, and we still don't have our house in order. What is going to happen? Because Zimbabwe is going to be playing with Australia and which other country? Yes, they're going to be playing with Australia and Pakistan in Harare this July. So if we don't have our house in order, it's another... Our fans actually going to go. Like what happened when Zimbabwe was playing the Cricket World Qualifier. Is that, do we expect to see fans going there?
Fans will go to go and support the players.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going for the, we don't even know the board members.
No, we don't.
We know our players. We know our heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go there and support Zimbabwe.
Mm.
Let's see the way forward. I think the way forward, we need, Zim Cricket need to ensure the level of competition is raised across the board schools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's need to participate in league matches at clubs.
Yeah.
They need to get sponsors, sponsorship for club cricket, you know, because without club cricket, it's hard, you know, to get new talent.
Yeah, and to continue.
And these
also
guys need to be competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
They need to continuously play cricket.
Mhm. Mhm.
Because that's their sport. That's what they do.
Yeah.
You know?
Mr. Moyo, thank you so much for joining me on the Gilmore T Vibe. So where do we follow you on social media if we want to interact more with you?
Totem Grant, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
So everywhere is at Totem Grant.
Yeah.
So please don't you go anywhere. Make sure you use the hashtag GTWE Vibe and also tweet me at Gilmore TWE and the station at clipcentral.com. Would love to hear more from you. Alright, a big shout out to at Totem Grant for joining me in studio and shedding some light on the current state of Zim Cricket. And I think a lot of you are just enough of cricket. We are tired of listening to cricket. And yeah, of course, I know you are tired of listening to cricket. So I'll just give you some information on other areas of interest, such as music, topical tunes, politics, current affairs, etc. So talking about awarding ceremonies, the South African edition of the Zimbabwe Achievers Awards was recently held this past weekend.
So for the very first time, I got to attend the Zimbabwe Achievers Awards, which is a platform that recognizes and celebrates talent, be it art, be it business, expression, achievement, and of course, excellence. So this year's SA edition emphasized on rebuilding Zimbabwe, you know, by contributing to its development, be it infrastructure, economically, through investment. And Zimbabweans in the diaspora were encouraged to dominate opportunities overseas and of course plow back to the country. You know, when you go overseas, don't forget, you know, to go back home and, you know, give back. I cannot begin to count, you know, the amount of Zimbabweans, you know, allow me to say resilient Zimbabweans out there changing the game. Speaking of which, Baba Tuku was honored alongside the late Huma Seyela with regard to their contributions. CEO of Big Time Strategic Group, Mr. Justice Maphosa, also gave a heartwarming speech. You know, he's a man that has built an empire, and it started at a mere age of 13. Talk about impossibility. Key speakers of note were Lance Mambondiani of Steward Bank, as well as Joseph Hunda of Kwese, who also emphasized on the strengthening of the Zim economy. Talking about the awards that were received in the event, did you know that there was an award named the Simba Maria Media Personality? Wow. You know, talk about recognition. It was received this year by Kim Jade, who is doing incredibly well. You know, we see her on MTV Base. She's the face of Revlon. Talk about moving and shaking, hey? And in that same category, Forbes Africa's Ansila Mangena also received the same award for Media Personality of the Year. Music artists went to Nadia Nakai, People's Choice, of course, Oliver Kiss, from his character, Nat Jessica. I spotted in the crowd Bakani Ngolani, who's also doing exceptionally well. You know, he was nominated for the Male Entrepreneur of the Year. Walter Wanyanya, Generation Star Chi Mende, who's just awesome African butter. And of course, what would an event be without the Mkomos? Keeping Up with the Mkomos, Titans, Coco, and of course, Olinda were also there. High Tea Squad, founded by Bonnie Chimani Kira. I could go on and on and on and on. Talk about the food, the dessert, the event, the red carpet glitz, the glamour. Ooh. Shout out to Conrad for putting all of this together. You know, he's the one that initiated this platform. And of course, shout out to everybody drinking water and minding their hustle. I'm out. This is Bomber Hawks.
What are your thoughts about the awards, actually? Awarding ceremonies, are they important? Are they necessary in our society?
I think first and foremost, the Zimbabwe Achievers Awards, the SA edition.
Yeah.
It was quite cool.
Okay.
I love.
I thought you were going to say it was quite a flop because your face is like, it was quite cool. Okay.
I loved seeing the legendary Tuku.
Yes,
Tuku. Scooping awards.
Mm. He's always scooping awards.
No. It was good to see even Shamiso scooping the Young Achievers Awards.
Nice.
And also Tapiwa, you know. It's good for Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it is.
It's good for our growth. It's good for the entertainment industry.
And I also just think maybe it's a way of also motivating people that are doing well to say, you know what, we see what you're doing and we acknowledge what you're doing. And it's important for us as Zimbabweans to be able to celebrate each other. Because I think one thing that lacks a lot in Zimbabwe is acknowledging and celebrating. We know that Grant is doing well. We know that John is doing well. We know that Titan is doing well. We know that Amara is doing well. But never do we go to that person and say, listen, you're doing very well. So this is a good way of acknowledging and just, you know, hitting the, you know, pumping up these people and say, you know what, you're doing something, and we acknowledge that.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we have so many awards happening, and then these are some awards that are just acknowledging not people only in the entertainment industry, but also in other areas of influence. We're talking about your health, your education, etc. And bravo to everybody who won an award, who scooped something at the Zimbabwe Achievers Awards that were held in Joburg here in South Africa. So well done to all of you, and continue shining, continue working extremely, extremely hard. And talking about awards and music, award-winning Zim Hip Hop artist or act Takura is dropping his debut album tonight in Harare at 1+1. And if you happen to be in Harare and you have some money to spend and you have time, please make sure you go and attend his album launch. So his album is called Someone Had to Do It, and it's his debut album. You know, after almost 2 years of waiting, and after singles such as Ma Obama. Which other singles did he do?
By the way, what's Takura?
It's not this, funny.
The guy was saying, Dara Chaya.
No, that's Ja Praiser. Good Lord. No, that's Ja Praiser. Ja Praiser, no, I would not.
Like, I'm just tripping. I know Takura.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's it's funny, actually. He's dropping his album tonight, and people have been anticipating it. I don't know if you have been anticipating, because you are into that space of media and also journalism. Is it something that you're anticipating? Do you think people are going to go in their numbers tonight to go support him?
People have to go and support him.
Okay.
Because we need to listen. We need to support our local artists, and we need to embrace the local music.
Okay. But do you think it's also just about support only, or it's also about is it always about supporting anything that comes on from anybody, or you support because it's good quality, it's good music, it's something that even if you go outside Zimbabwe, you are proud to say, this is Zimbabwean music?
we need to support our music so that the world can accept it.
Okay.
You know what?
So sort of like what Nigeria did.
Exactly.
With their movies.
Charity Begins at Home.
So Charity Begins at Home. And Takura, all the best, my brother. And I'm looking forward to getting a hold of your album. I've watched the video, Maimwana. I'm a big fan of just basically the business of music. Your business of music sense, the way you put things together. Because with many musicians, there's this trend of thinking that, oh, because I think my songs are hot, I need to take them all out like, chicken eggs. But that's how, it doesn't work like that. You need to plan on how you take your things out. You need to have a work plan. Just like a business has a work plan, you need to have a timeline and, you need to know how to take your things out. And for me, 2 years to wait for your debut album for me is incredible with people like Takura, and I wish many artists could look up to him and do that. He's a young man, he's younger than many of these artists, and yet he's actually in the right track, and bravo to him, congratulations to him.
Yeah, he's an influencer. He also needs to, like, you know, connect with this audience. He needs to constantly ask people what they want, because music is about us.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Of course, you tell us your story,
mm-hmm.
but your stories come from the experience, you know?
Yes.
Your own personal experience and the experience of the society within, you know? So it's important for him to be a marketing tool.
Uh-huh.
Rather than being, he needs to have a social relationship
with the people. Okay.
Mm.
Because after all, your music, you're singing it in the for the society. It's in, you stay in a society, and if you can't connect to the society that you stay in, then there's already a problem. But listen, all the best with your music career. We actually had a chat with him earlier in the week, and we were asking him about his album, and we asked a few questions, and he had a few things to say. He's a busy man, and because he's preparing for tonight. So,
my debut album is dropping, and people should expect fire. Always, I always try to deliver, man.
Yeah.
Past 2 years, I've been trying to understand what people really want, and I tried to put it in the album, but, you know, with the more mature sound. I move across genres depending on what I feel, you know. Trap, I find trap to be a place I go to when I want to express my feelings. I want to talk about life, things that happen in life, and motivate people that, look, anything is possible. So I go to trap. You know, if I'm feeling all lovey-dovey and I want to talk about love, I want to talk to my girls, that's when I go to Anna, Maimwana, and these other sounds. So it's not, I don't plan it, by the way. It just happens. So I guess I don't like putting myself in a box. I just make sure I try anything. I have a studio at home, so I try anything before I put it out. If it's not working, it's not. But if it is, I make a few people listen, and, you know, they tell me what they think. And if it's good, we'll put it out to the people. I'm gonna make sure that people understand kuti hip hop culture zvishande. Always, mazwano ka, for you to survive ka, you need to work with what they and find ways around it. Kana ukatoona kuti pane roadblock apo wototi handichatoende, you know, without even trying to see if there's an alternative to just get you to move forward. So if you're gonna stay in the 80s and you wanna talk about the culture, hip hop is beef. Because states, they don't have beef anymore. These trap artists are friends. Most of them are no Iran. I also share one of Iran, but most of them are no Iran. But they don't take beef so seriously like Udara, you know. And this is why 50 Cent, I remember, comment Yaga Pasa about Jay-Z's album. I remember Jay-Z was dissing these new artists, or he said something bad about them. Or about Young Thug having a nose ring. I don't remember. Or something. But then 50 Cent started talking about how even Tupac had one or something like that. And he was saying he shouldn't diss the new artists and stuff. This is a new sound. You can't expect everything to be the same. If everything becomes the same, people will start complaining that, you need to change. You see, so times are changing, and people should accept that. So if you remain in the old days, you always sit back at home and question why your shit is not playing on radio. You know, because they only play what the people want. If the people want you, they want you.
So that was it from Takura, and you know, he's sharing his thoughts, and go support him and go be there for him. Sorry, my brother, you were tired, but we had to talk to you because we had to be the first people to talk to you before everyone starts running for you and wanting to have a conversation with you. And talking about music, there's a new artist from Bulawayo. His name is King Bill. He just dropped also his debut song called White Tea. So we are going to play that song, and we'll be back soon after this song is played.
With the boys getting big, bad girls everywhere, big toys get you licked, young man fake chains, white tees, no stings, we out here getting big.
Represent Beats.
And welcome back. You're still listening to the Gilmore T Vibe. If you're on all social media platforms, please make sure you use the hashtag GTEE Vibe and follow me at Gilmore TEE, and also follow the station at cliffcentral.com, and follow my guest who's on the show, who's been very patient and staying throughout the show. His handle is at Totem Grant. That's on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. He's a media practitioner. He's a social commentator. He's a cricket lover. He's an arts lover. He's every lover. Not that I'm putting his profile out there for those cougars or for those girls that are loveless, but I'm just saying that he's someone who's well vexed with what he's doing. Moving into other areas of influence, you know, Air Zimbabwe has rebranded to being called Zim Airways, and they just bought the Boeing 777, which has 300 seaters, and it's owned by the government, Zimbabwe Aviation Leasing Company. So literally, Zim Airways is leasing this Boeing from the government, from the Zimbabwe Aviation Company. Do you think this is going to bring some sort of standard to the services that Air Zimbabwe has been providing? Because of late, it's been terrible.
It has to. I'm sure they've done their homework.
Uh-huh. All right. And I have a funny story to share. One of my colleagues, when the cricket games were happening in Harare, he was flying from Bulawayo in the morning, and he was hoping to make it to Harare by 9 o'clock so that he catch the cricket games Zimbabwe was playing that day. But unfortunately, Zimbabwe decided to take him on a tour, Sky's tour, where they flew from Bulawayo, they went to Victoria Falls, apparently they picked some people, and instead of just taking about 45 minutes to get to Harare, it was like a bus trip. They got to Harare at 1 p.m. They left Bulawayo at 7 in the morning. So for me, I think that's something that's not really, you know, what people want with an airline like Air Zimbabwe. It's a national airline, and it needs to be very professional. We can't have sewer pipes bursting on air, and then we have like a stream of people's feces and all those things just popping by when people are flying, and stale bread and things like that. So we need to upgrade. We are proud Zimbabwean, but we can't just be proud Zimbabwean with crap stuff and crap service like that. So Air Zimbabwe, all the best with your rebranding, and we hope you're going to rejuvenate your services also. In society, the National AIDS Council has put out a statement. I read in the newspaper that a statement that they said people who cut their hair at saloons are at risk of getting HIV AIDS, and this is according to a study by South African Medical Journal. So what should we do then if we're at risk of getting infected when we're getting our hair cut in all these barbers and in all these saloons?
I think we need to like buy our own machine, or maybe resort to, you know, to the old ways, you know.
Which ones are those? Using the razor.
Using the razors and stuff.
But then you use the razor and then you get cut. What if? And then they throw away the razor.
Then you throw away the razor.
Whew. No, but the razor thing won't. I don't know if it works. But also, if you're going to ask people to buy their own shaving machines, how many people can actually afford in this economy in Zimbabwe? Is it a priority to buy a shaving machine, or there's other more important things like food on the table, education, and things like that?
But you also have to like ask yourself health-wise, if there's an issue like this, you know, you need to sacrifice. It's a matter of sacrificing, man.
True.
You just have to, you know, keep your kinky hair, you know, have a little afro maybe for 6 weeks, man. Just say, how much is a shaving machine?
It's about maybe $27. In South Africa, it's about maybe R300.
You see, maybe haircut, it's $2, $3.
Uh-huh.
Sacrifice, man. Maybe you cut your hair twice a month. Sacrifice for eight weeks, man.
But listen, you're talking about that. But what about in schools? Because there's been a rise of students being, especially kinky head students, being asked to shave their head. Not even just kinky head. I have a friend of mine. She used to go to Petra High School, and she's mixed race. Her mom is white. Her father is black. And her hair is curly, and it's curly but very long. One of her teachers, who's white, went to her and says, "Don't you think your hair would look better if you straighten it?" So, I mean, if we've got such stereotypical statements coming from teachers that are supposed to educate the students, what about when you actually have the real kinky hair and it's not mixed race? Do you think teachers are going to stand that, especially those that are racist and they are hiding behind the fact that, no, they are not racist, that's why we're teaching black kids?
I think basically the Minister of Education, we have to, like, matters like that have to be addressed to the Minister of Education, and they know what to do.
True. But these are private schools, though.
But I'm sure they're under the ministry.
They are, but then we had the situation of the headmistress at Girls College being accused of being racist also. But that issue was, people did like a whole public, what you call these things that you do on social media, where petition, and still nothing happened to her. She's still the headmistress of Girls College. And despite the fact that she was in the newspaper, she was on radio, she was on TV, people talking about it, she's still there because the government has a certain control, or the Minister of Education has a certain control on private schools, not entire control on them like they do on government schools. So maybe it's the parents themselves that need to deal with the issues in the schools.
Yeah, I think the parents have to, like, you know, deal with the issues, talk to the board members, you know.
True.
They need to sort themselves out.
Because
if it's private, like it's private school, it's private.
Yes, it is. It is. It's not public at all.
I think the parents have to do something. If they don't.
Yes, and talking about our parents and our elders, I saw an article in the newspaper, again in the Chronicle, where they addressed the former president, Robert Mugabe, as Mr. Robert Mugabe. And for me, what was intriguing was not the content of him being summoned to come and testify on the 15 billion diamonds issue, and you know, the looting of the Chiadzwa diamonds, but it was just how he automatically just lost the comrade Robert Mugabe, and also just the former president of South Africa, Thabo Mbeki, the former president of South Africa, Zuma, I'm assuming it's the same title we can still keep and say the former president of Zimbabwe, comrade Robert Mugabe, but it was actually literally written Mr. Robert Mugabe, like he was just an ordinary citizen, which he is, but can we allow the old man to rest at least?
You know what? We have to. He's an elderly person, and culturally, we need to give him that respect.
We need to, but we have lost it, and I know there's a lot of things that he might have done or that he has done that people should not pardon, but respect should be kept. We still need to keep respect towards him. I mean, he's a comrade, he's a former president of the country, whether we like it or we don't. 37 years of being president of the country surely deserves him being acknowledged, not just written as Robert Mugabe or Mr. Robert Mugabe in a national newspaper.
Unfortunately, the one drop of blood will spoil the whole water, but what we have to understand is that We shouldn't say entirely the world of Zimbabwe don't respect the former president.
Mm-hmm.
it's unfortunate that the editorial team, the editors, and also the writer, they decided to take that route. They decided to disrespect.
Yeah.
Or maybe they will, you find that maybe they will defend themselves and say, no, well, what should we call him then?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
But what we're saying is it's important to just, you know, respect.
Yeah, I know it's important to respect. But Grant, thank you so much for joining me on this show. We have to close. We have to make way for the next show. But it was a pleasure having you on the show, sharing on your thoughts on cricket, on other social issues that are happening in Zimbabwe. So where can we find you on social media platforms?
Totem Grant,
mm-hmm.
on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, Twitter.
All right, so here you have it at Totem Grant on all social media platforms. But before we close, we're going to have just an update from Lee Skipper, who is at the South African Fashion Week. He's from Durban, and as you know, my hometown is Bulawayo, and Bulawayo and Durban are twinned. And obviously, for any opinion on other things that are happening within the African continent or within South Africa, I'll trust more of somebody who's from Durban because of the relationship that we have as a cities. Let's check out what's happening at SA Fashion Week with Lee Skippers.
Hey Gilmotsi, it's your boy Lee here, giving you the lowdown on what's happening at SA Fashion Week in Johannesburg at Sandton City. It's been a crazy week. It's day 3 and there were some amazing collections on show. Tonight, Gerdjan could see an association with McDonald's. The 50-year collab was insane. There was a special guest on the runway, Nozama Mbatha, the actress. She kills it. AKA was there lighting it up with his cruise watermelon drink. Yeah, and if you haven't checked out the SA Fashion Week Instagram and social media, you guys need to check it out. So if you're in Joburg, in Sandton City, you guys need to come out this weekend. Come and see the SA Fashion Week. Check out the Instagram. Check out their social media. Find out. Get your ticket. Be here. It's the place to be.
Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Grant. Thank you, Takura Mbo. Thank you so much for your contribution to today's episode. Until next week, I have to go, but keep well, be safe, and to every Zimbabwean, it's Independence on Tuesday, and I will see you after Independence, so make sure that you celebrate it very well, and a happy birthday, Zimbabwe. Happy 38th birthday. And Lady Zama is coming to perform just before the Independence, so do make sure you go and attend and enjoy her music. Until next week, God bless, and this is the Gilmore T Vibe, and remember the hashtag is GTEEVibe. Cheers, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Goodbye.
This is CliffCentral.com.